Welcome all friends in the Dhamma. Good evening all children in the Dhamma here. Today we learn to know about our mind and heart. Okay? First, mind always lost in thought. Okay? But when you smile in your heart. When you smile, your mind come back. Your mind don't go out traveling, thinking about any other thing when you smile. Smile in your heart with loving kindness in your heart. Now, can you realize when you have thought, you lost your smile. When you have smile, you free from thought. Can you try? Smile. Stop thinking. Or you smile and thinking about those, this, whatever. When you smile, your heart stay at home. Your mind stop thinking. Okay? So when you smile, that you got your mind come back to your heart. When you smile, your mind and your heart become one. You know, your mind and your heart now separate because you lost in thought the whole day. Bring your mind back home. How? Smile. You got calmness, no thought. Okay? This is meditation. So then you can realize the function of mind got two function. First function we call thought. The second function we call feeling. Where is your feeling? Show me now where. Where is your thought? Where is your feeling? Smile. Where is your mind when you smile? Your mind come here. Okay? No thought. Okay? And when you think a lot of things about the past and the future, you got a lot of thought. Where is your mind? Here. So, if you know the function of mind working into two functions, thought and feeling. Okay? Can you bring your mind to your feeling? Feeling joy, feeling happiness, feeling smile. Then thought gone away. Then you got mind and heart coming together. That is meditation. Okay? So, because you need to learn mind and heart. Because in the school, they don't teach you about heart. They teach you about mind. To think about mathematics, calculation, that is your thought. Okay?
Yes.
Think about history, think about science, you use your thought. If you use your thought the whole day, what happened? You become tired and you got headache. And then you look like your computer working the whole day. Bro, okay? You need to rest your computer. How to rest your computer? Show me now. Good. Bring your mind back to your heart. Wait. Show me now. Smile. Now you just plug off your computer. Okay? And come back here. When you come back here, then tomorrow you learn in classroom. You just plug in. Okay? In the classroom. But if you plug in the whole day, How many hours a day you learning in the school now? How many days? Oh, 7 hours. How you bring your mind back home? How? Huh? In your classroom, okay? You got window or not? You just see beautiful flowers, okay? Outside. When you see beautiful flower or see beautiful nature or sky, there got some good feeling. When you see the nature, you smile or not? When you see the nature, smile. When you see teacher come again, you not smile. Teacher come, you not smile, because you have to learn, okay? And you must learn, and also with good heart. Then your computer not broke out, okay? Okay? With good heart, when you learning and you feel tired, just see the nature, okay? See the nature, see flowers, and then come back to see teacher, okay? But if you see teacher the whole day, you not see the nature, then you feel disturbed, okay? So now I just let you to see. If you just smile this session, you will learn how to go into meditation by keep your heart relaxed and smile. Can you keep your heart relaxed and smile? Can you? And what happened? Relax and smile, your mind come back home, okay? But sometimes your mind very naughty, not come back home, okay? Then you must help. How to help? Can you smile to yourself? Can you smile and see your smile? You can. I will show you now. How you smile and see your smile? I show you now. Just see how you smile and see your smile.
I actually can't see.
How? When I take your picture, okay? I count one. You look at the camera. That's why you watch here. But when I count two, you smile and see your smile. And I not count three. You stay there 5 minutes. Can you see your smiling face? When I count two, you always see good smiling already. Good smile, ready, I'm ready. When you smile and see your smile, then you got calmness, okay? Because when you smile, you got feeling. Now smile on your face, you got feeling or not? When you got feeling on your face, your mind come to your feeling here. When your mind from thought come to your feeling, feeling over your face, thought disappear. You can try now, because there are two steps. To bring your mind back home, there are two steps. Okay? First step, okay? Just bring your mind to your body feeling. How? Relax your body. When you relax your body, you got body feeling or not? And now I show you something. Can you just touch your arm? And massage your arm? Can you feel? You stop thinking already. Because when you can feel your feeling on your arm, your mind come out from thought and come here. Okay? Again, can you feel your arm? Can? Do. Everybody. You stop thinking. because your mind shift from thought to your body feeling. Come here, come here. Don't think too much. Come here, come here. Stop thinking or not? This we call calmness meditation. Bring your mind with your body first. First step. Again, bring your mind with your body. No need to hit or no need to touch your body. How to bring your mind with your to your body? Smile. Can you smile and you got feeling or not when you smile on your face? Now smile.
Smile.
Your mind shift from thought to your body feeling. Okay? And relax. Relax your body. Relax. Where your mind when you relax? Your body. Your mind shift from thought to your body relaxation. Then you got calmness of thought. Relax, then your mind come to your body. Relax the body now. Relax the body and smile. Your mind come to your body relaxation. That's right. No thought. And then next step, when you relax your body, smile in your heart. Bring your mind on your body, come to your heart back home. Can you relax your body? Can you got consciousness more and more on the body? Body consciousness, mind become body consciousness. Okay? Then bring your mind, that is body consciousness, to your mind, it become mind consciousness. Okay? In your heart. Now two steps. First step, relax your body. Next step, smile in your heart. Now your mind back home. Okay? You understand how to bring your mind back home? Now, when you sit, can you sit still and not move? Can you? Cannot. When you move, just feel yourself. Feel your movement. Can you feel your movement? Where your mind? When you feel your movement, where your mind? Your mind come here. Can you feel how you sit? How you move? Can you feel? This is we call awareness. When you got mind awareness, your mind free from thought, become mindful of body. Okay? Again, now I know you are children. You cannot sit and still. I don't tell you to sit still to practice meditation. Okay? Because you are children. Maybe sit still, but only 5 minutes. Okay? But you are children. You always move. You always play that, playing, touching. Touch your face, touch your arm. I can recognize. Sometimes you sit, you touch here. Don't worry. If you touch, you can feel. Can you feel together? You touch here, can you feel? 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 Now, when you touch, now touch and feel, touch and feel, touch and feel. What happened? What happened when you got touch and feel, what happened? When you got touch and feel, touch now, touch, feel. Because you always touch your body, but you not feel. If you feel, your mind come to your body. Then you free from thought. Okay? Now, you take a shower every morning or not? Yes. You take a bath every morning or not? You got a shower, touch your body warm water, but you not feel warm water. Cool or warm, you not feel. Then your mind become monkey mind. Now you say you become monkey mind. more and more. Today is the time you must calm down the monkey mind. How to calm down the monkey mind? Just stay in the bathroom, take a shower, and feel your body, feel the warm water. When you clean your body, now clean your body. Can you feel? Now everybody clean your body. Brush your body with soap. Can you feel? Can you feel? Your mind become feeling. Then, before you got 100 stories or more than 100 stories, some student, okay? But when you feel your shower, feel warm water, now feel again, feel your body with warm water, feel again, everybody, clean your face and feel. Then from 100 stories become less, until 10 story, 5 story, or no thought, because your mind become one with the body. Mind become one with the body, that is the best meditation, you know? Mind become one with the body, that is mind become consciousness over the body, or feeling over the body. Can you feel your body movement? Now, can you feel your body movement? Your mind got calm. That's right? Okay. So now, you just aware, sit, and feel how you sit. You put your hand on your face. Can you feel? If you feel, you not think anything else. Okay? Can you feel in daily life your four posture? You got four posture in daily life. Sitting. What is the next posture? Tell me. Standing. What is the next posture? Walking. What is the last posture? Sleeping. Lying. Who got more than four posture? How you got more than four posture? You got sitting, you got walking, you got standing, you got lying down. Or you just lie in the air, not lie down on floor? You got more than four posture? No, you got four posture. But you not feel yourself sitting, you become monkey mind. You not feel yourself walking, you become monkey mind, thinking this. You not feel yourself standing, you become monkey mind. Okay? Your mind become monkey mind. You not feel yourself lying on the pillow, on a nice bed, then you cannot sleep well. Okay? You have a lot of thought. But whenever you sleep, lie down on bed, your bedroom is got pillow or not? Your face touch pillow, can you feel? If you got blanket or not? Can you feel? If you feel you can go to sleep very fast, okay? Because when you shift your mind from thought to your feeling, then you got calmness inside, okay? And then you can go to sleep, fall asleep very fast, okay? So now you know you not feel yourself sitting, not feel yourself walking. Now where are you sitting now? I ask one question, where are you sitting? You sitting on earth, or you sitting in the sky? You sitting on earth.
Cushion.
What cushion?
Cushion.
Now, can you just feel yourself sitting relaxed on this earth? This earth so nice. And when you walk, where are you walking? on earth, but you never feel yourself walking on earth. You just rush, walk, running and rush. Rush, want to go that, go this in a rush. Then you lost mindfulness. When you lost mindfulness, you got accident, okay? So, you know, when you feel yourself walking, you can realize how nice this earth that you are walking. Okay? Can you feel yourself now you're walking on earth? You're walking on earth, not in the sky. You feel yourself walking on earth, then you will calm down. Okay? Calm down. Because now I can realize you are away, moving very fast. Okay? Just hold your mind with your touching. When you walk, you touching on earth or not? Can you feel touching on earth? When you feel touching on earth, you walk more slowly. Okay? Now you got two hands. This is pretend to be your feet. Can you walk? Can you feel touching? When your feet touching on walking. When you feel, you got more mindfulness. You got more mindfulness, then you got calmness. If you not feel, you walk in a rush. Okay? So now you got four posture. Okay? And today I just give you lesson to practice meditation in daily life. How many times you got a shower? Two times, morning and night? Or you got one time or two times? Or you got no shower? This morning moon not got shower? Oh, not smell good. So I give you lesson from monkey mind in the bathroom. When you feel relaxed, warm water, cool water, monkey mind disappear. Then your mind calm down, and then your heart become joyful. Okay. Now you have two times to practice meditation in the morning and in the evening. Okay? Now, how about how many meals? You got three meals? Two meals? Three? Three. When you eating, you chewing, eating, you got movement or not in your mouth? Now, show me how you eat. Eat with monkey mind, not good. How? Eat and just feel. Feel what you eat. You not feel what you eat, but you can eat. Feel how you eat. Can you feel how you chewing, eating, drinking? Can you? Can? No thought. When you feel how you chewing, how you drinking, how you eating, no thought. Now, show me. Eating and feeling together, slowly, eating slowly and feeling, your mind calm down. Because your mind has thought shift to your feeling in your mouth. That's right? That's right? So, I just let you first bring your mind to your body. Your body take a shower, feel your shower. Okay? Or bring your mind during meal only. Can you just keep your mind in only your mouth? Nothing, anything else? How to keep your mind in your mouth? Feeling your eating. Very easy. Can you feel your eating, chewing? Your mind not become monkey mind. That's right? Now, just show me. Not eat hurriedly. Eat mindfully. Just feel your eating. And take a bath. take a shower, mindfully feel warm water when you take a shower. Okay? Not difficult. So you will be every morning refreshed. Okay? Ready to go to school and bright. Okay? But if you become monkey mind from morning, wake up, run to the toilet, and just dressing yourself quickly, quickly, and go to school, hurriedly, you're not ready to learn. Your mind hang out all the time. Okay? You know your mind hang out? Because you got in daily life, rush out every moment, okay? So, start in the morning. When you wake up in the morning, you got movement or not? And when you movement, you just do something, you got movement or not? But you never feel yourself. Your mind become monkey mind from early morning already. So just feel yourself when you wake up. You wake up now, just pretend now you're sleeping. Now sleeping a bit, sleep and wake up. You got movement or not? Just feel yourself. Then you not do thing in a rush. When you feel yourself wake up, your mind become refreshed all the time. Okay? And now, when you look at me, okay, now come in daily life. In daily life, you open your eye or you close your eye. Open eye. Now you open eye, that's right. But you open eye, it look like you look and listen to me, but sometimes you not listen to me. Because I realize some children look and listen, but your mind going out, going home, monkey mind. How to bring your mind back? When you look, watch together. Can you keep attention on my talk? When you keep attention on my talk now, look and listen to me now. With good attention now. Can you witness your mind? Your mind come back. Can you witness your mind? Your mind watch and hearing. Wherever your eye look, you look. Open your eye the whole day or not, but you lost the whole day. You look, you not see what you look. Then you not have meditation. Now, again. Now you look and listen to me. Just keep attention. Look. Now everybody, your eye with my eye. But important, inside. Okay? Your eye look at me, your mind watch. Then you can see what I am trying to explain to you. And you got your ear listening, but keep attention on my talk. You got your mind hearing what I'm saying. You got your mind hearing at the present moment, every moment. This is mindfulness. Every moment you got mindfulness, you got meditation. So I will show you something. Your eye and your mind always not connect together. But today I would like you first, whenever you look, you look the way you must watch. If you not watch, you might got accident when you walk, okay? You look the way you watch, then you can see and protect yourself. Look and watch. Watch, you can see, okay? You look, but you not watch the way you walk, you got accident, okay? So now, before you step, or walking, crossing the road. How to cross the road? Look at look and watch. Okay? When and before you cross the road. Look. Now look at me. And watch. Okay? Your mind come back. Okay, I show you something. Watch. And look together. Okay? Can you watch yourself? I show you something. Now you watch the way, but I will train you to watch yourself together. Now you watch me, I am a monk, no problem. If you watch something else, okay, watch movie, watch people, quarrel together, you might disturb. Now you watch a monk, you got calmness. But better. If you watch yourself, can you watch yourself? Even your eye open, can you watch yourself? How you sit? Can you watch? Watch and observe. Watch and observe. It's better. We look whatever we look. But more carefulness if we watch ourselves. Okay? We watch and observe ourselves, how we cross the road, how we walk fast or slowly. When we cross the street and we watch ourselves, how walking. Can you watch yourself how you sitting, how you doing? I show you something. Now bring your two finger up. Bring your two finger up. And just move your two finger under your chin. Your eye don't look. Your eye with me. Your eye with me. Two finger up. Two finger up. And move slowly under your chin. Your eye don't look, but can you watch? Watch the movement, not imagine the picture. Can you watch the movement? Can you watch the movement? Then your mind got meditation, because your mind watch. Now, again, can you watch the movement and you got purpose? To bring two fingers to touch each other. What happened when you have purpose, goal or aim in life? What happened? Now you have goal and aim to move two fingers to touch each other. You got more mindfulness, watch. When nearly touching, you got more attention. This is, you already got mindfulness. More attention, your mind stop thinking. That's right. And now, do again, everybody. I give you chance. Move two finger slowly and not look by your eye, but watch from your mind. Can you watch the two finger? Do it now. Two, touch each other. Now I watch. Slowly. To touch. Okay? Slowly. Your mind become good attention. M. Your mind still and one pointedness. Can you witness your mind inside? When you watch, you got meditation. Again, move your two finger and watch. Don't look by eye. Watch. Slowly moving in much. Moving. Nearly touching. Touch. What happened in your mind? Your mind still because you watch. So that's why when you learning in classroom, you look at teacher, you must watch teacher, listen and hear attentively. Okay? You understand now? Because if you got attention in learning, your eye look, your mind attention. Your mind attention, you understand. But if you look at whatever your teacher want to explain to you, writing, you look, but you not pay attention. How you get understanding? So be mindful with good attention. Attention, can you see your mind attention? Again, bring your two finger. If you watch and want to move two finger to touch each other, now do it. You got good attention or not? Good attention? Because you have to move two finger to touch each other. Touch. Your mind, good meditation. So you want meditation in your classroom. Now I'm your teacher. I teaching you mathematics or teaching whatever. You must watch me and listen to me attentively. Okay? When you got good attention, you got meditation. What difference? Attention at work and no attention at work. Attention at work, you got meditation. No attention at work, you got no meditation. You understand now? So how to practice meditation? Because meditation is so important for you. When you grow up, if you don't have meditation, people speak bad to you, you disturb, angry, okay, and do something bad. If you have meditation, even people speak good or bad to you, or even worse, speak very worse to you have meditation. You can control yourself, control your mind. Let go. It dagamma, okay? Dagamma, they speak bad. They got bad karma, okay? I not be angry. I got good karma, I got good result, okay? You understand? So when you got meditation, you got mindfulness to know yourself, to control yourself, not lost in thought, and lose temper, okay? So when you got meditation now, you can control yourself, not disturb. Even whatever you got obstruction, be patient. You got meditation. So meditation very helpful, because even you got learning in school, in university, when you grow up, you need to take care of yourself. Sometimes you got problem in life. If you have meditation, you can overcome the problem. Okay? So how to practice meditation now, from now? Learning with good attention in your classroom. Okay? You understand what I mean? But what happened? You learning and always not pay attention. Your mind become monkey mind every day. You know, when your mind become monkey mind every day, when you grow up, your mind out of control. You will be upset. People speak bad a bit, you feel upset. From now, got meditation. Now you are student, got meditation in classroom. Keep attention on your learning. Your mind become strong and patient and power of mind, okay? And when you grow up, you work, how to do meditation? Attention at work. You got attention at work. You got strong mind. But if you not attention at work, you got monkey mind. And you got monkey mind every day, every week, every month, every year. What happened? You feel disturbed a lot and got upset a lot. Cannot control yourself. Then you lost everything. Okay? You lost everything if you cannot control yourself. Okay? You lost your friend, lost Everything, okay? So, not lost meditation. Okay? How not lost meditation? Now, pay attention to my talk. Your mind watch and listen to my talk when you pay attention. Okay? And then keep attention. Pay attention and keep attention. Okay? Now, you calm down a bit because I tell you pay attention. In the beginning, you just move. Okay, your body cannot calm down. Now pay attention to my talk. Your body calm down. And it's good for you. When your body calm down, you feel relaxed. First, you never calm down. Just moving, touching. Okay? Always like a monkey. Now, who is a monkey? Still be a monkey now. I will witness you are a monkey. I will bring you to the zoo now. You want to go to zoo? Good boy, good girl. Not monkey boy, not monkey girl. Okay? Then you must go to the zoo. Okay? Okay? Now you can stay at home. Okay? Good boy, good girl. Okay? Now, you are a monkey or not? If you away, lost your consciousness. No. I talk to you, I give you talk, you not watch at me, you watch something else, then you are a monkey. Okay? You. Now, let's say, how to watch mindfully. How to watch mindfully. Can you watch the Buddha statue?
Yes.
Watch mindfully. How to watch mindfully. Can you watch and see how the nose of the Buddha, how ear of Buddha, how smile of Buddha? Can you watch and see more and more detail on the Buddha statue? Can you? This we call you got more mindfulness to see things more or see more detail. Then you got very good attention. So now in the classroom, you pay attention and you more attention. You will know the teacher is teaching everybody the same thing, but not everyone can do good exam. If you got good attention, you know what the teacher teaching you and what the result and how to do it. More attention, you know how to do it, okay? How to get solution. When you not pay attention, you just blah, the teacher teaching you blah, you cannot get solution, okay? Then when you got exam, you cannot pass the exam, okay? But if you have good attention, then you can get good exam. So what is meditation? Attention. You understand now? Attention will develop or wake up your mindfulness, not become monkey mind. You know when you mindfulness, you free from monkey mind. Okay? So just tonight, you go back home, you have dinner. Can you keep watching yourself? How you sit, how you eat. Keep watching yourself, how you take a shower. If you watch and see yourself attentively, you're not monkey mind. But you can see by yourself. You want monkey mind? Want to go to zoo? No. We are human being. Okay? We have a cozy room. Okay? Okay? So now, Just can you when you doing thing you must look. When you look you must watch. When you watch you must see clearly. This is very simple in the practice of meditation. You do whatever, you not look. You look, you not watch. Then you lost already. So when you do whatever, you must look. You walk on the street, you must look. You look, you must watch. You watch, you must see clearly. See clearly is safe or not to cross the street, okay? See clearly how you walk. Now, you check who not my